With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. After 2 months of activity, some called long and grueling, this year's legislative session was put to rest with House Speaker Brian Egolf issuing the final pronouncement.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. The House is adjourned. Sine die.
Egolf heaped praise on his colleagues for the pace of the session, calling it the most productive in the state's history. And surrounded by cheering staff, Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham also declared the session a success.
All right, I was getting a little heart palpitations right up until the end. And that is what New Mexicans expect from us, that we lean in, that we get our work done, that we have a vision for the future of this state and every New Mexico family. And that is exactly what occurred.
The governor ticked off bills like education reform, tax changes, including an internet sales tax, and a hike for those making upwards of $210,000, and more. But Republicans had a more somber view, like Representative Kelly Fajardo of Albuquerque.
A lot of things I think the people of New Mexico don't like and they don't appreciate got through. And there was a lot of bad bills without a lot of conversations happening.
Representative Catherine Brown was packing a file box and headed back to Carlsbad.
It was a long and grueling session. I'm glad it's over. We did some good work. A few things I think maybe not so good.
Republicans booed the tax package as well as two gun control bills, including universal background checks on gun sales. But they did cheer failure of a bill to take an abortion ban off the law books. Democrats touted the move away from fossil fuels plus 8,000 jobs that the transition will create. With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.